make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CIT on CITR Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
You are listening to
Radio.
Now try
Radio.
Radio.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Party.
Party.
On.
CITR.
CITR.
101.9 FM. Jack, say a few words for me here.
Hey, dude. What's up? Can you hear me?
I don't know if the people can hear you.
The people can't hear me?
But that's okay because
no, it's not. I'd like to be heard.
No, it's okay. Things always work out in the end here.
Do they? Can you hear me now?
I love that.
I feel like I can hear me better.
Try
now.
That one.
Try. Oh wow, this is some real real professional stuff.
Yeah. Okay. He is grabbing another one.
Hey, what's up, people?
There we
party people.
That's better.
Of the world. I'm in a new seat this time.
No, it's turned on. Okay.
Hey guys.
So Jack, how are you? Okay, first of all, this is Radio Pizza Party.
Where are we broadcasting from?
We're broadcasting from 101.9 FM, UBC, CITR, from the unceded territories of the Musqueam territory. Unceded Musqueam territories.
What does it stand for?
What
does CITR stand for?
Well, it means it stands for... Can I try radio? Which I think is a brilliant... For this station is very much about that. Trying out... The new medium striking the nation.
We should make up new t-shirts, CITR, Can I Try Radio?
That's a great...
And then on the back it says, yes, you can. Come by the office, lower floor of the sub. We'll be here.
At 12 o'clock, volunteer, Wednesdays.
Yeah, volunteer Wednesday. That's why we got our start.
Yeah.
So what's our show? What are we doing?
That's a great question. So our show is me, Ashy Larry, and...
Who am I?
You, Sergio, the loving joy.
Oh, I love it. Like Reverend Lovejoy from The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
So we have a topic every week. Sometimes it's randomized.
It's been less randomized lately.
Less.
The show has gone through some format changes, one or two or 12.
Hey, we're all learning. All people of all stars and stripes.
We're learning and the world is turning. It's almost been 6 months.
Yeah, it's been. But yeah, so we have usually we have a guest on, not this week.
Not today. I don't know why. You know?
Strange how things happen.
Strange things.
Stranger things. Did you see that, Jack?
I never watched it. I was watching it with my parents one night, and my mom went, "This is so bad," and turned it off like 5 minutes into the first episode.
What was your opinion? Did you agree with your mother?
I didn't really have an opinion. I wasn't really watching.
This just sounds like a big fabrication on your part.
Wait, what part of this is a fabrication?
I was watching, and then you just said I wasn't really watching.
Like I wasn't really paying attention. This is getting way too like into the specifics of this. Like I haven't watched Stranger Things. Okay, I watched 5 minutes of the first episode out of the corner of my eye, and I feel like I'm
interrogated.
Wait,
so you purposely out of the corner of your eye?
Yeah, I was laying down, like upside down.
Okay. All right, we're getting we're learning.
We're getting good now.
We're getting good now. Okay, Jack. So Stranger Things. I didn't watch Stranger Things either.
Okay.
So, we all learn.
Great. Then why'd you bring it up?
I don't know, because you said something was strange. I don't know. I can't remember. This show.
So what are we talking about today?
So we it was kind of last minute. We come to the decision.
Yes.
That we're gonna talk about Arcade Fire,
the least indie band in the world.
The least indie band. But it's a band we both like.
Yes.
And Twin Peaks as well.
Yes. We'll see how much time we have.
We'll see how much time we get for the Twin Peaks.
We're getting off to a slightly lethargic start, but hey, that's
okay.
Who we are.
Well, I feel like that's a bit of a dig on me when you say that.
Yeah, it is a dig on you because you're so slow. You were walking really slowly, like 35 miles an hour here.
I was walking the slowest I can, which is about, 35.
Which. For most people, it's quite fast.
I know, so that's why I try to walk as slow as I can, because if I start kind of speed walking,
What if you stop? When do you stop dead, or do you have like a slowdown period?
Yeah, I'm kind of like a semi-truck.
You're not entirely a truck. You're a semi-truck?
A semi-truck. Half of a truck.
The other half is?
Man.
Okay. Which part's which? Are you front truck?
No, right down the middle, like a horizontal or a vertical line.
Is that why doorways give you so much trouble? Because half of you is metal?
Whoa, that sound, that almost was like a lyric.
Half of me is metal?
No, right. No, that's why doorways give me so much trouble, because I am made of metal. Almost like an arcade fire lyric.
Arcade semi-truck.
Arcade lyric.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Would be crazy.
Yeah. So, Jack, what did you get up to today?
Today I worked. I slept in this morning.
Oh.
I was on time for work, but I didn't have coffee or shower before work.
Oh, that's why you stink up this friggin'
booth. That's why I'm
stinking
up this room. I feel bad for David Love Jones, who's coming on next with African Rhythms. Check that out. Yeah, he has to come in here after me. It smells like old hair.
Because you? You as a man?
Yeah, I smell like an old bag of hair.
But yeah, you know, we're in the radio biz here.
Yeah, we're talking on the radio.
So, Jack.
Yes?
What is your experience with Arcade Fire?
I didn't like Arcade Fire for years.
Okay, yes.
Because I just heard them everywhere. All I heard was the suburbs, and I wasn't the biggest fan of the suburbs.
Yeah? And?
Yeah, I didn't like a lot
of. Are you okay, Jack? You feel like you're.
I'm.
You're finding like you're faltering here for
like
some
I'm
strange reason.
Down a hole.
A rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's bad to hear.
How do you feel about
Arcade? I mean, it's also good because when Alice went down the rabbit hole,
Yeah.
It was a great book.
Okay. Have you ever fallen down a hole?
Let me think. I remember I dug a hole once.
Okay.
That was great fun.
Great.
Just
how big was the hole? Tell me more about.
Okay, so I was probably 8 feet tall at the time, and
sorry, how old were you?
8.
Do you grow a foot every year?
Yeah,
you grow?
I am 20
well, I'm
feet.
I'm looking at you now, and you're maybe 6 feet tall. Where did these feet go?
On my bottom of my legs.
Oh, that's why you like glide along.
Yeah,
you have so many legs.
I'm scuttling. It sounds like 8 men walking by when I walk by.
I love that show. 8 men?
8 men and a half.
Yeah.
8 and a half men.
8 and a half men. Brilliant.
8 and a half men, my favorite Fellini film.
Who's Fellini? What's a Fellini film?
He's an Italian director.
What's he directed?
8 and a half.
What's 8 and a half?
It's a weird Artie movie.
What happens in it?
Is
there any Arcade Fire in it?
Artie Lang is in it. It's that kind of Artie.
Who's Artie Lang?
He's a comedian.
Why is he in a Fellini film?
We are a radio pizza party.
We're talking about pizzas and parties.
I'm, of course, Ashley Larry, Tristan Wheeler, and I'm here with Jack.
Jack Lamming. Yeah,
know.
Lamming's in quotes, too. I only have one name. I'm like McLovin in that way, among many other ways.
Great. Super Bad.
What? Super Bad? You know what? I'd like to rename that movie. Super Good.
Because it's so super good.
Yep. It's just really changed my life.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Made me want to have curly hair.
And look at you now. If you can see Jack right now, which I pray you can.
He's wearing a hat.
He's wearing a hat. And the
curls. Underneath that hat, thick curly hair.
He looks like.
Looks like the fuzz on a tennis ball.
He looks like Bob Ross.
But like
that.
Not when he was bald.
No, not Bald Ross. Bob Ross.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other guy. The guy from Joy of Sculpting.
His brother.
Yeah.
Bald Ross.
He was great. Do you have a favorite Arcade Fire album?
Funeral.
Why?
Because it's...
Makes you think of death?
It makes me think of death.
Why do you like death so much?
Because it is really the great equalizer.
You know what? I'm going to rename that album right now.
Oh, we got a little bit of funeral. What's that?
Because I always listen to that album when I poo.
Okay. Hey, it's not that kind of show, Mr. Lamming.
Yeah. My favorite Arcade Fire album, you know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to say it.
Say it
right now.
Say it.
I'm not even going to wait a minute. I'm just going to say it. It's Funeral.
Wow, we agree.
Yeah, on one thing.
What is your favorite song from the Arcade
Fire
album? Funeral.
Well, if I say it, will you be able to cue it up? We can listen to a little bit of it?
I think, well, I don't know. Like, I can't read your mind.
Well, can you pull up the album and then we can listen to it? Okay.
Okay, one sec.
Ooh. I'm going to go with...
How would I do that?
Maybe be good at your job.
That's the thing. I was talking to Nick, and he's like, Jack is like... Gives you like 2 seconds. He's like, okay, I want you to put on. What the heck? You're taking so long. And I'm like, that's because he doesn't give me any dang time.
Remember in our training when they said don't talk about technical issues because nobody would know.
Well, this isn't a technical issue. This is a interpersonal issue.
I know, but
I'm
going to
turn that down.
Don't talk about any of the technical stuff in the show.
This isn't technical.
No, but it's like part of the production. Don't talk about the production.
No, this
We're
isn't technical. This is a
so much about
this is a thing between me and you. I'm very upset with
it. It's a tiff that we have every week.
Toronto International Film Festival?
Yeah, I have a Toronto International Film Festival with you right now. Yeah. It might even grow into a Vancouver International Film Festival.
VIF.
I'm gonna get VIFed off.
Hey. Okay. I think I could probably put on a song.
You know what? You know what my favorite song is?
What?
I'm gonna say Haiti.
Okay, one sec.
And I hate all the other ones. They're so bad.
Haiti is your favorite song on this album?
What's the one I can think of right now?
It's not working now.
Tristan, I'm mad at you.
That one, I'm surprised. Haiti, to me, it seems like a relatively... I don't even really remember how it goes.
Something goes...
Haiti. Okay, this is a little song called Haiti.
You didn't pay attention. You got Haiti HD.
Hey. Oh, this.
Yeah.
This little ditty.
This little ditty. It's a goodie.
And a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
No, I actually changed the lyrics when I sing it. It's about Jack Lemmon.
In quotes.
Yeah. Jack quote Lemmon quote.
Oh, yeah, this song. This is your favorite on that album?
Probably not, but it was the one I could think of in the moment. What's your favorite?
Just cut it straight off, just like magic there.
That hurt. Hurt deep down.
That's because when I cut songs off, I put one little slice in your arm. I cut you.
And you cut the tape.
And
you had it on cassette just now, and you open up the plastic and you cut it.
I owe CITR so much money for all these cassettes I'm ruining because you can't get replacements for those cheap.
The government banned cassettes.
Yeah, it was a really controversial law. You remember that?
It's banned.
It's
cassettes.
It's banned. Cassettes. I would say one of my favorite songs off that album would maybe be like Neighborhood. To Laika.
I'm Roller Alex.
Or In the Back Seat. That's the song that made me first. That was the first song I heard by Arcade Fire. Here's the little ditty called.
Is somebody coughing?
No, this is an A&W ad.
Oh, throwback.
Throwing it back.
Where are my onion rings?
Where are my onion rings?
Hey, Grandpa Burger.
Where are my onion rings?
What was his name?
Ben.
Ben. It's Ben. Well.
Where are my onion? Listen to me right now.
I will find you. And I will find you. I will get my onion rings.
I will get my onion rings. I have a set of scales.
Just play the song.
This is In the Back Seat. It's a song I like. Oh, we have, what's her name? Renee?
Renee Zellweger.
No, what? Isn't her name Renee?
It's Regine.
Oh, Regine, Schetter. Yes. That was close.
Yeah, because she's from Regina.
Yeah, and everyone... I'm named Castlegar.
Yeah, I'm...
Named Whistler.
Whistler. My name is Whistler Lamming. And guys from Regina are called Reggie. No.
Reggie. Regina.
Regina.
But yeah, that's...
Have you ever been to Regina?
No, I've never even been to Saskatchewan.
Me neither. But I've heard their capital is the city that rhymes with fun.
Not on this family show.
That joke is from an 8-year-old episode of Rick Mercer, and I make it anytime somebody says the word Regina. Because it's brilliant. Ricky Merck.
Do you think we could get Rick Mercer on the show?
If we call him Rick the Mercenary every time he comes up, we should.
Here, let me see if I can get Rick Mercer's contact information.
I had another idea.
Yeah, what's
up? We do little remotes called Sprinter Views, where we're running with the guests as we do it.
Okay, so we'd have to do this. In the studio?
We're running around this table that you can't run around. No, we do it outside, and we, like, carry the mic between us.
This is a great idea.
And what we do?
So do we? Okay.
So like, if we're interviewing a band, we run from UBC to the venue.
Wow, I have to.
So let's say they're performing in Seattle.
Whoa,
this is gonna be a long remote.
We're gonna have to, we're gonna have to set aside a couple hours.
Yeah, many. I'd say two.
So I'm on contact on the rickmercer.com. I click the words contact.
Let's get back to Arcade Fire.
Okay, Arcade Fire. They're probably one of the more important bands around in the last decade.
They're one of the more important bands around right now. I'd say they're quite good at their music that they do.
Ah.
And yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I almost pulled my headphones off my head.
Hey, don't talk about the production.
While we're producting?
Who do I sound like? Ladies and gentlemen.
What's the, is it producting or producing?
I've always pronounced it duceing. Duce. I say it like the Italian would.
Right. So if
the Italians.
When you finish something, do you say you've dropped a produce?
Yeah, I do. And then I
this show is going to ruin my life in a couple of years.
You're going to be running for some sort of political office, or not even. They're just people. You're going to want to work at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
they're going to be like,
gonna Google it. Let's throw on a random episode. Drop the print. What? Can't say that.
Not on
my
student
watch.
On student radio.
It's like, can I try radio? Well, you can't try working here, Mr. Lamming. Boom, they throw my resume in the trash.
In front of you.
In front of me, right in my face.
How often do you think someone gets their resume thrown out right in front of them?
Right in front of them? I do it twice a day to you.
Yeah, that's because I gave you all those resumes that I wanted you to throw away for me.
Yeah, I don't know why you're paying me to do it, but the look on your face every time I do it says you've got something else writing on that. If you catch my meaning.
Well, it's, because if I apply to a certain amount of jobs, it's, I get, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to
Radio,
Pizza
Party. We talk exclusively and comprehensively about.
Wait, that sounds a little familiar.
What does it sound familiar to?
Nothing.
Should we give a shout out to some people that inspired
our I don't think they need a shout out.
I've never heard of them before our show.
If you can message us and tell us what that was a reference to,
we'll give you a T-shirt.
Jeez. Okay.
Tell us on Twitter where it's from. We'll give you a T-shirt. If you already own a T-shirt,
we'll give you a discounted T-shirt.
You're excluded from this.
We'll give you a discounted T-shirt.
Yeah, it's been worn by me in the shower.
Yeah, he's wearing it right now. It's
cold in here.
It's cold.
I'm not having a
and
good day.
All the equipment has been shorting out. That's
why. If you've been wondering why my mic's been a bit off and on, it's because I got a pretty big shock from it earlier. My hair is standing straight on end, slowly recurling. It's no fun.
I saw his skeleton.
When
you got electrocuted.
I thought you meant just like in life you saw a skeleton.
I saw a skeleton.
I was like, cool. I've been to a science museum too, or my uncle's basement. I've been to both, seen them both there.
The same skeleton?
Yeah, same museum. My uncle lives in the museum basement.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is he a curator?
He's a Marie curator.
Marie Curie.
It's Marie Curie's skeleton.
What a great name. Marie Curie. That's like, how many people's names rhyme like that?
It's like if your name was Tristan Fiston.
Yeah, or your name was Jack Attack.
Do you know how many, like, school sports coaches and anyone I've ever met has called me Jack Attack?
Yeah.
I love it every time. It doesn't get old. Unlike
you. You are aging quickly.
Yeah, it's like that scene in Indiana Jones. I am just evaporating in front of your eyes.
He chose.
Unwisely.
Poorly. He chose poorly.
I chose Polly? Who's Polly D?
Yeah, he chose Pauly D. Is that from?
It's from the Jersey Joy. The Jersey Joy.
Or you chose the Pauly Shore. The Pauly Shore.
The Pauly what?
The Pauly Shore.
Oh, I love that guy. He's my favorite guy. Ox
Shore?
Is on.
Hmm?
Are you going to play something? Are you playing something? What were you doing on your computer?
I was going to do something, but I decided against it.
Okay. You just sort of like land. You're like, Polly, sure. And then looked at me like I was going to hear something. But I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. That's I changed my mind. So I'm talking about all the production.
Production. Should we? Speaking of production, should we go to a little break? A cue little bee.
We're gonna cue some bees over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's cue a bee.
This next song.
Who's it by?
Is gonna be by.
It's by.
It's by.
Oh wow.
This is gonna be by my good friend Nicholas Morgan.
I've never heard of him before.
No,
where is he from?
He is from. I think he's moving to a place called Nelson, British Columbia.
Oh, does he have a Bandcamp?
He does. NickyMo.bandcamp.com.
That's always good to hear.
Always great to hear. He expressed
what?
He expressed his thanks for me putting his stuff on there. So, just people know that I support the arts.
Thank you. All right, play the thing.
Okay. This is Diministry.
Play the thing, ding dong.
That is not
that
ministry.
Is not ministry.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go. In the ministry, we stand. Hand. In the ministry, blood's for sale. In the ministry, oh, deadly industry. In the ministry, we'll prevail. Starting one for free, without fail. In the ministry, blood's for sale. In the ministry, oh, ugly industry! In the ministry, there's no cash. All the money we need in a flash. In the ministry, blood's for sale. In the ministry, oh, costly industry!
Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Tune in to African Rhythms, Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party, Radio Pizza Party, Radio Pizza Party. CRTR 101.9. Jack left. I think he had to go to the washroom or something.
Yeah, and, I don't know where he went, dude.
And then there's this guy who is in here. My name is of course, Tristan. Ashley Larry Wheeler.
Stupid name.
Usually I have this guy, Jack. Okay, well, I think that's a bit rude.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have had a dumb name.
Well, I didn't have much say in that. But we just kind of talk about topics. Sometimes it's randomized. We usually have a guest. I guess I do have a guest now.
Yeah, you do, man.
We've been talking Arcade Fire. So, who are you? Like, and why have you walked in
my
here?
My name's Topher.
Topher?
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Steinberg.
Topher Steinberg.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, Topher, What's your business? Like, what do you do?
I go to USC.
USC?
Yeah.
Is that different from UFC?
No, well, they're combined now.
Oh,
they're,
really?
Well, they're becoming the UFC-USC.
So there's a whole USC dedicated to the UFC. So is that...
Yeah, well, I haven't actually told you what USC stands for.
What does USC stand for? I assumed
you
University
smell
of...
smell of crabs.
Oh.
So it's the...
What's
Universal Fighting Club? University Fighting Club? What is the, what's the U in UFC?
I think it's Ultimate Fighting
it's
Championship.
Ultimate Fighting Championship, yeah. So it's the Ultimate Fighting Championship for people
like
who
crabs?
Smell like crabs. Yeah, it's in New Hampshire.
Oh, I thought the USC stand for like University of Santa Cruz or
yeah, people think there's
California?
Also University of South Carolina. UNH, so it's the UNH UFC USC is what we do.
What does the UNH stand for?
University of New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. So is this?
It's in Hampshire'sville.
Oh, Hampshire, the new.
Yeah.
So New Hampshire, Hampshire'sville.
New Hampshire's. It's built around Old Hampshire, and the capital of that is Hampshire'sville, and that's where I go to UNH USC UFC USC.
Wow, that laugh sounded familiar.
Yeah.
So, Topher, so
yeah.
What? Why are you here?
Why am I here? I'm here recruiting.
Recruiting?
And tooting.
You have a very similar sense of humor to a guy I know.
Weird.
So strange.
That's so weird.
Very strange. So, Topher, what are you recruiting for? I'm
trying to find people that smell bad, which is why I'm at UBC, because we're by the ocean. So I'm thinking if I'm going to get people that smell like crabs... I'm going to go here because people are going to be crabbing because they're near the water. And they're like, while I'm here, why don't I catch some crabs?
Yeah, that's what they say. UBC stands for University by Crabs. Like they're near crabs.
See, I thought it was University of Buckets of Crabs.
No.
I was like, where are all these buckets? I'm looking for buckets of crabs.
That's in Newfoundland probably.
No, that's UBL. University of Buckets of Lobsters.
Oh, yeah. There's a difference, I guess. I mean, West Coast is more of a crab territory, hey?
Yeah. Lots of crabs in the West. Lots of snakes too.
Snakes.
Lots of snakes. I saw Taylor Swift on the way here. That snake. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of opinions about Taylor Swift?
Topher? I have a lot of opinions on anyone named Taylor. Oh. Lautner as well. Got a lot of very strong opinions.
What
on
about
him.
Taylor Perversoft?
Taylor Perversoft?
To Taylor Perversoft LaHue.
Who's he?
He's a guy I know.
Oh man. What a blowhard.
Oh, hey.
I don't even know what that means, but what a guy.
Wait, is that good? Is that a compliment coming
it
from
It could
you?
Be. I mean, I just have a strong opinion. I didn't say which way it was.
And if you're trying to inflate a raft, you're going to want to blow hard.
Yeah. He may be a good seaman. Only on rafts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Taylor, LaRue, you're a good dude, maybe. I don't know. I don't know you. If you smell like crabs, though, I've got a job for you.
Wait, what's the job? So
fighting.
Oh, so
yeah, you're gonna have to come to Hampshire'sville though, but you're gonna be fighting.
So you want people who smell?
I want
like
people
crabs.
That smell like crabs and have really big fists.
Hmm.
Like
crabs.
Like really, like they have to put them in a wheelbarrow in front of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I want people that
you
can
want
punch.
People with like horrible disease.
So I'm looking for a dude that can knock a guy out with one punch. I figure the easiest way to do that if he can punch the guy's entire body at once, right?
I think that's probably true. I wonder if there's a correlation between, like, Mike Tyson. Does he have really big fists?
He has tiny fists. The way he does it is he stabs them into the person's brain. There's two ways to knock people out in one punch. One, you stab them in the brain with your tiny fist. Two,
oh, so it's like a lance almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's real small.
It's like
you
a lance.
Ever seen him try to sign an autograph? He uses the lead of a mechanical pencil. Like, just the lead.
In his hand as
yeah,
a pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Not enmeshed in a pencil. He can't fit those in his hands because he's so small. He had to use boxing, what are those called?
Gloves?
The thumb guards that Sowers use.
Oh, a thimble.
A thimble, yeah. He had to use a boxing thimble, not a boxing glove. That's one way to do it.
I feel like you're out of breath, Topher. Are you okay?
I ran here. I'm sorry. I was down at the water.
Oh, yeah.
In me underwears. I was looking for your crabs down by the water there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did
so
you
what do
any?
You do? Who are you?
Well, I have this radio show here at the...
Wait, is your name Taylor?
No, it's Tristan.
All right, we're cool.
Oh. So Wait, I thought you were cool with that other guy named Taylor.
Yeah, but I heard he had big fists, so.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah,
I think he does.
Yeah. If your name's Taylor and you got tiny fists, like you want to punch through my brain, you and me are not cool.
Yeah, so, okay, so just people named Taylor who wanted it. So if a guy named Greg, and he's like, listen here, Topher, I'm going to stab your brain with my fist.
Not exclusively Taylor. I hate anybody with tiny fists and anybody with tiny fists whose name is Taylor.
Right.
Last name is Swift.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about Taylor Swift here.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Why do you hate her? Is it because of her tiny fists or is it because of
It's because of her tiny fists.
Who is she beefing with?
She's beefing with Kanye West.
Is she?
Yeah.
Currently?
Not really currently. I don't think the beef has been made up. Like It hasn't been squashed. It hasn't been squashed. They haven't squashed the beef. They haven't met up and put their feet in a big bucket of beef like most
Just like a great fry cook. You want to squish the beef.
Why would fry cook squish beef? They're cooking fries.
No, that's okay.
You're thinking of a grillster.
I'm thinking of a grillster beef master.
That's my dad's name. Back in New Hampshire, his name's Grillster Beef Master.
Grillster Beef Master, if you're listening right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
Oh, hey, Grillster.
Yeah, dude, sup? My son just stepped out for a minute.
So, Grillster, let me tell you a story or two here.
Yeah.
How do you cook beef?
How do I cook beef?
Grillster.
First, I get a big bucket and about 40 pounds of beef. I'm talking
You got 40 pounds of beef.
40 pounds of beef, 6 foot tall
ground,
bucket.
Ground.
Just general beef. I'll take it in any form. Live, dead, chopped up, bones in it. I just want it in a bucket.
I don't think you'd be hard pressed to find 40 pounds of alive beef.
Well,
like maybe
gotta,
a calf.
It's got to go through birthing season, bro.
Birthing, dude, is there a season for birthing grill master?
Yeah, beef. It's like three.
What did I say?
It's
grillster
like,
beef
it's
master.
Like 2 months before the UNH UFC USC begins.
It begins?
Yeah, the season begins. Well, you need to get the guys really strong. You got to keep those fists looking big, right?
Oh, so you...
So I cook for my son and all his teammates.
Right.
So they need like at least 40 pounds of beef each. So I get a bunch of people, a bunch of buckets, a bunch of beefs. Beeves. Sorry. Real grammar, dude.
Thank you.
And we all just sort of jump in the buckets and go nuts.
Wait.
When we dump it out. Cook it up.
That does not sound sanitary.
Well, we go in with knives, and we cover ourselves in hand sanitizer before we jump in.
I don't think that helps.
We dip in another bucket of it. So there's 7 buckets, okay?
So is this like you're like when people squish wine with their feet?
Yeah.
Is this like that?
But we're squishing beef with our knives.
Okay. You're squashing beef.
We're squashing beefs.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's what celebrities should do. Go around, cook 40 pounds of beef each. But they don't do that, right?
Correct. I have not seen that happen.
Yeah, and that's
if
why
I was to see Taylor
they
Swift
have so many beefs.
Get 7 buckets full of 40 pounds of beef.
Well, she just needs to do one, and then one for whomstever she's squashing beef with. She's not trying to cook for the whole team of the UNH UFC USC.
Right. How many people are in that team, Topher?
7.
Thanks, Topher.
One's a bucket.
I would like to talk to your dad again.
Okay, I'm back. What's up?
Grillster Beefmaster.
That I don't think that was my name. Was it? Was it Grillster Beefmaster?
I think it was.
Oh, man, I always forget my name.
Weird. So does that mean Topher's last name is Beefmaster?
No, he's Steinberg. He's adopted.
Oh, right, Steinberg, of course.
Yeah, come on, man.
He's adopted.
Yeah.
I don't think that usually... Is that how that generally works?
He was really adamant about it. He was like 4. He's like, you know what? I'm keeping my Steinberg name.
Well, that's good. So, hey, it was great talking to you, Grillster Beefmaster.
Hey, Topher back again. What's up, boy?
Oh, he didn't even say bye. That was kind of rude. But
yeah, my dad's kind of a rude boy.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, he heard that Rihanna song. He's like, that's the life for me, man.
Wow.
I'm going to be a rude boy an angry man. That's who he is.
Oh, and your father's an angry man.
Yeah, he's the basis of 12 Angry Men.
But all in one man?
Yeah. They were like, wow. This guy's got enough rage for 12 people. Now, hang on a minute.
Stop the presses.
Yeah, the guy actually said hubba hubba.
First, because he saw your dad. He was an attractive man.
Yeah, he's an attractive, angry man.
Yeah.
And he was Johnny Bravo. That's why he went hubba hubba.
The guy who wrote 12, who directed and wrote.
Yeah, it was a cartoon from the 90s named Johnny Bravo.
Hey, baby.
Or as I like to call him, Johnny Bra, bro.
Hey, honey. So, Topher.
Yeah, sup, dude.
How long have you been in the business of the, forget, UNFA, UFC?
No, UNH, UFC, UNC. Come on, bro. Just okay. Say it fast. Say it 25 times fast.
UNNF, UFC, USC.
UNH, UFC, USC.
UNH,
UFC, USC.
UNH, UFC, USC.
Yeah.
UNNFH, you might have seen.
You might have seen.
You might have seen him. You might have seen Mr. Grace here. Wait, not Topher Grace.
I'm not Topher Grace, dude. I get mistaken for him all the time because of our tiny fists.
Wait, you have so is this why
it's
you're
into...
It's
a lot of self-loathing, man.
Yeah, so you hate... So is that why you... Did someone named Taylor hurt you?
See, the reason I hate it so much is I went up to Taylor Swift and I was like, I'm going to give her a pat on the back. Stabbed her in the spine. Hasn't gone so well for her. She can't walk anymore. I'm so much legal fees. That's why I hate her so much.
Oh, no.
So check back next week, see if these legal fees work out for me. We're going to make this into like an episodic thing. Keep following that Toaf Boy. Follow me on Twitter, at Toaf Boy. TOFFFFHBOI.
Wow.
Yeah. See you later, bro.
Oh, wait, you're going?
What?
Whoa, where'd he go? He flew out of the... It's crazy. He rocketed out of the place through the roof, through the pizza. Oh, we got Jack. Jack,
hey, what's up?
What's, are you okay?
Yeah, who's that guy? He had really tiny hands.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. He was like, had Donald Trump hands.
Ooh, damn, I didn't think we got political on this show. Anyway, I'm back. Hey, dude, what's up?
That was, yeah, that guy, he talked about the, what was it, UFC, USC.
Oh, UNH, UFC, USC? Yeah, I watch that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I didn't like it.
So like what were we talking about again? I was in the bathroom for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, are you okay? Are you okay?
I fell in.
Oh, so you're the first person to have actually fallen in?
Yeah. I know I ask it whenever you take a while, like if you fell in, but it happened to me and
hey,
I will no longer
exposing
make that
some
joke.
Some naughty little secrets there.
Some dirty little secrets?
Will you tell me your...
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
Is that how it goes?
That's how that song goes.
I thought it was just, I'll tell you my.
No, it's I'll keep you my dirty little secret, which is sort of rude.
That's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were like dating a man or even friends with someone. Jack, do you want
to? If only I was friends with someone.
Oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, you're going to be my dirty little secret. And they're like,
do you just wink at me?
No, I just have.
Was that a little eye twitch? You're like, oh, you're going to be my dirty little secret as we broadcast this over the air to between 3,000 and 8,000 people.
Hey, if you're listening right now.
I love you.
And tweet at us at.
At Jack_Lamming, I think is my name. No, is it Jack Lamming 1? I forget my Twitter
Jack
name.
_Lamming, I'm pretty sure. Mine's T-Bone_Wheeler.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Underscone Wheeler?
I have troubles with that word.
Say it.
Underscore.
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 Like when you eat a chocolate bar, all that's under the score is the wrapper. Because you eat it off the table like, a, like
it's
an
animal. Under the score?
Because you ate a score
I
bar.
I think the score is in the wrapper.
No. You cut it open on top.
The only time I've ever seen a score in a wrapper is when Jay-Z had his favorite candy bar.
You saw it in him?
Yeah, I was a doctor. I saw the
you
x-ray.
You cut him open?
No, I x-rayed him.
How did you know it was a score? Did he not chew it?
No, I put iodine in it so it would show up in the...
That's really weird. How did you know he was going to eat it? Were you like, eat this, I want to check something out?
Yeah, and he was like, sure, bro.
That was an incredible Jay-Z impression.
Hey, bro, yeah, sure, man. I don't care.
Jay-Z sounds like he's crying in every song he's ever released. Oh, it's your boy. Beyonce. Don't leave me.
Ooh, they might.
I don't think they will.
What do you think about the Jay-Z Beyonce beef?
I think they got to squash it.
They got to squash some beef.
Yeah.
Beyonce /Jay-Z, if you are listening right now, please call in 604-UBC, 604-822-2487. Call in if you are Beyonce and Jay-Z. Do not call if you are not.
Also, you know what? Let's open the lines. Anybody call. Please call.
We're not
please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the lines.
We're going to open them. I'm never going to close them.
Now gonna
I'm
close.
Never going
gonna
home.
Close.
Dental plan.
Dental plan. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a Simpsons joke. Come on.
Okay, we're going to play a little...
Diddy.
About Jack and Diane.
Not Jay-Z. We're going to play some Diddy. Get it?
Oh, P. Diddy?
John P. Diddy Combs.
John? I thought it was Sean.
You know, he goes by either.
Weird, I didn't know that.
All right.
All right, so we're going to play a little song. This is... Something New by Needles Pins, which is, I think, is a Vancouver.
They're a local band.
Local band.
Go see them if you see them around. If you see like, them. Hey, you're Needles Pins.
Needles. / Pins.
Just play the song.
Just really eat those backslashes.
Just play the song.
All right. This is a little song. This is a little song.
By Needles Pins. Yeah, it's Pins.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
You are listening to, of course, the radioist of pizza parties.
I'd say it's the pizzaiest of radio parties that we're having.
Radio pizza parties, CITR 101.9.
I've been sneaking out. You know when I left and Tofa's here?
Yeah.
My bro?
He's your bro?
That I don't know. He's my bro that I don't know. You know,
I like that phrase. Yeah.
When he was here, I snuck out and I had like 8 slices of pizza.
Oh, yeah. You gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, dude.
How big were those slices?
About 30 feet. I feel like I swallowed like a grapefruit.
Weird.
Yeah. They're really thin, though. They just slid right in there.
Oh, so they're 30 feet long, but like how much in diameter?
In diameter? There was this spherical 30-foot long piece of pizza.
Yeah, pizzas have diameters. They're like, round.
Not slices.
It's true. But a pizza.
The diameter was a centimeter, but the pizza was the slices were 30 feet long.
Hmm. Any mathematicians want to call in and tell us how?
Somebody please call in. 604-822. What's the last four?
2487. You can just call us. You know,
we'll talk. I'll get your personal number. We'll jazz. I'll go grab coffee with someone.
Yeah, we'll grab coffee.
You're paying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I'll grab coffee with
come
you.
Come call us. Get some free coffee from for us, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Get us some free coffee.
Speaking of coffee, we're going to talk about Twin Peaks.
Yeah, let's tea about TP.
Tea about TP.
This is a mini episode of Tea About TP. Should we play a little Twin Peaks theme? Before we tea about this TP?
Yeah, sure. It's going to take a couple seconds, but...
Hey, take your time. I like Twin Peaks, is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, if you're watching the new episodes, give us a call.
No, don't give us a call. I haven't watched them yet.
We're going to talk some Twin Peaks. We're going to have a spoiler-free discussion.
This is going to be very difficult. Let's just talk about the characters. Which characters we like? You're going to tell me all the characters, and I'm going to tell you which characters I like. Let's talk about the characters.
So my favorite characters is 140, because I'm such a Twitter fiend.
He's such a twit. He just tweets all the time. He's just so much. What's your Twitter handle?
T-Bone_
Okay, underscone.
Underscone Wheeler.
Okay, I like that Twitter account. I'm going to steal that Twitter account.
Don't. That, you can't. How?
I did it. They're calling me T-Bone now. Oh. All of my dozens of adoring fans. How many followers do you have?
I would say about 100.
You have 100 followers? I have 38.
Oh, I think that's probably...
I never tweet. Let's pull up this Twitter while we're listening to Twin Peaks.
The Twin Peaks intro.
Should we call this episode Twitter Peaks?
This little game we're playing?
Yeah.
This is Twitter Peaks, ladies and gentlemen. I have 100... No, never mind. Looking at following. I have 56 followers.
You have 56. You still have 18 more than I do. And I find that outrageous.
Ooh, who should I... I'll follow Pete Holmes on Twitter.
Pete Holmes on Holmes? Get off your Twitter, okay? The joke's over.
Okay.
We
only have a few more minutes to talk about the Twin Peaks because the theme's still going.
So do you like Twin Peaks?
I do. I love Twin Peaks.
How much do you love it?
It's probably one of my favorite shows.
You love it so much, why don't you marry it?
You've been grade 5. You've been grade 5.
Get got.
If David Lynch, you're listening, I'd love for you to come on the show.
We'll give you a Hertz donut.
Ooh, I think you'd love a donut.
A Hertz one.
Oh.
Gotcha, D. Lynch. I owe you a punch.
Hey, I see. I'm going to punch your lights out. David Lynch, I'm going
to
punch your lights out.
When I used to play Hertz Donut, I would punch people in the face. So I never made it through grade school.
How did you get to university?
I paid Santa Ono.
Oh,
a visit.
Oh.
From the mob.
Oh.
Yeah. Got him.
Mob. What does mob standing for? Mothers or... brothers.
Yeah, I paid him a visit. It was either my mom or my brother. I didn't ask.
You didn't have
I don't even have a brother.
Yeah, so.
I'm assuming it was probably my sister then.
I think that's from the first episode of Twin Peaks.
How do you know it's from the first episode? Does the theme thing change ever?
No.
Is it new in the second?
No, it's still the same song.
Is it the same video.
No, it's a different video. It's a different intro video.
Does the intro video change in any episodes? I haven't noticed.
Not really. Sometimes there's like one or two less shots.
Okay.
They shorten it a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, that's always network stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they have like the saw, and then sometimes they don't have the saw.
Does that mean somebody's going to die?
It's me, Jigsaw. You have done a lot of bad things, bud.
What have I done?
You did like a drug or two, man.
Oh, God, which drug or two?
I'm not even going to say caffeine and alcohol. The worst ones out there.
God, good thing you didn't find out about the paraffin.
So I'm going to put you in a saw.
You're going to put me in the saw?
In the saw franchise.
What part of the saw? No.
Yeah, brother.
Those movies, how do they still make money? Oh, my God. I don't want to be in a saw movie.
Yeah, I'm going to like rip
Wait,
your legs
off.
Wait,
am I
going to
be in the movie or am I going to be like on the production team?
You are going to be the script supervisor.
Oh, God, no. Those movies always go so off script. I always read them and compare.
Yeah, you have to make sure that continuity is established.
They're always so bad, though. Like, when I'm at home, I always read the script. I have it with every movie, and I compare. It's really hard to get when I'm in the theater, but I get it.
That's probably really good for your script supervising, though, because how many script supervisors script supervise films they're watching? I think that's good practice.
I think it's all of them. Which is, I think I'd like to be a script supervisor, it's not Jaws. I mean, Saws.
Would you like to be the script supervisor for Jaws?
I'd love to, but you can't, man. You can't be a script supervisor for a movie. That's all you've been paying. That's what I've been doing. Why are we running? Why are we running right now?
Good job.
Oh, my God, you won the race. Good work, buddy. Good work, Jigsaw.
Wow, the theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen.
That was beautiful. I'm glad we put down our phones and put up the gun and shot it and started the race.
That's the thing. How many races have you been to where the guy, like the starter guy, he's just on his phone and you're like, listen, this is the Olympics.
And he has an app. He has an app that's a gun.
Look, why don't you turn your phone off? Here, this is
enjoy the moment.
This is a thing that I'm like,
really passionate
I'm really
about.
Passionate about. Like, yeah, I'm going to invite some friends over and we're all going to look at our phones.
Oh, my God. Ugh. How gauche.
Ugh.
You're listening to a Twin Peaks Minute.
Why don't you listen to some Boney M.
Yeah, like, why don't you listen to some Boney M?
Why don't you listen to some Boney Vare? Boney Vare. That's got to be a mashup.
Let's do that mashup right now. Tristan, mash it up.
All right, fill in the blank.
I'm going to fill in the blank. You know what my favorite blank is? Want to know?
Gross Point Blank?
No, Blank Space by that snake Taylor Swift.
Then we got problems.
That's not the song, bro.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah?
A mashup of Bon Iver and Boney M. Yeah. I feel like the Boney M is really...
All you can hear is like this harrowing...
You don't get a lot of this in any other radio show.
Nope.
A mashup of... This is called Boney Iver.
Boney beat, 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 ver.
All right, that's enough for that.
How do you feel about the people that call Boney Iver Bon Iver?
Well, first off, I take a big old sip of a cold brew, and I just say...
Are you always drinking a beer when they do that, or do you have a mini fridge you drink?
No, I have
around?
A bit of a drinking problem.
No, how's the beer cold? Or do you only talk about music at a bar?
I carry around one of those glass, or those ice cups.
Oh, those are great.
Mm-hmm.
They're so great.
Amazing.
I love them.
So I just take a sip of that cold brew. I look at...
I love that cold brew. Crack open a cold one with some boys and women.
Ugh, some people.
Yeah.
And I look them in the eyes and say, dude, you don't get it.
You, like, don't get it.
You just don't
like
get
when
it.
Like, when I'm at the restaurant and they call foy, I'm like, dude, it's not foy, it's fuh.
Fuh.
Fuh. It's so much fun to eat fuh, is what I say in my day-to-day life. Talk, Tristan.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to do a thing or two here.
A thing or two? A thing or ding?
I'm trying to get to a good part of a song I like here.
Let's play that song.
Oh, that's still going on.
What is going on in my headphones right now?
Here we go. This is where... And a bottle of cold brew. Okay, so...
Wait, was that from a Boney M song?
No, but the Boney M was still playing.
Wait, what song was that?
That's from Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx, where he says, a bottle of cold brew.
It is just baffling to me that you know Styx lyrics, other than Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away,
Come Sail Away with me. Bam-ba-da.
That song's great. Yeah, so this has been a good Twin Peaks minute.
Yeah, so Twin Peaks.
Join us next week for another Twin Peaks minute. This has been a great episode. Who am I?
You are. Wait, no, we still got a couple of time.
Okay. Who am I, though?
I'm
going to go by, my name is going to be Doyle Cooper in this episode of Twin Peaks.
Really? Jack.
Yeah?
I have something to tell you.
Tell me it. Speak it into my earballs.
Jack.
Yeah? Show it in front of my eyes.
Jack.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to say this to you, but...
I
appreciate that you're on this show.
This is the worst radio that's ever existed.
Every week.
Oh my god.
My daughter's dead! Laura!